Confidants. Welcome to another episode of Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. It's your girl, Kelsey Dara. And today, I thought this would be a fun one. Today, we're diving into one of the most absurd, hilarious, and honestly, kind of anthropological topics of our time. I saw a video that inspired this episode because I've never felt more old and angry, and I wanted to make it a topic. So we are talking today about the generational feud between millennials and Gen Z. Yep. The war that nobody asked for, but somehow we are all fighting in it. Okay. It's a cultural cage match of crop tops versus side parts, emojis versus Riz, crying selfies, could never be me, versus be so for fucking real right now. The video that inspired this topic was, and I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's going a bit mega vibe right now. It's a video of a sweet, poor little college newscaster girl talking straight to the camera, doing her little newscast report for a football team. And there are some probably very tipsy frat boys behind her screaming 6-7 into her face and into the camera, ruining her broadcast. And as a girly who was on the morning show of her high school and wanted to study sports journalism and got a communications attempt at a communications degree, I watched this video and became so enraged, like I had to take a walk. I was so mad for that girl. I was so angry at those kids' parents. I was so mad at men and the so-called loneliness epidemic that they are bringing upon themselves. All the comments were like, men aren't lonely enough. That video just pissed me off. And this whole fucking 6-7 bullshit, I was like, literally Googled. I TikTok searched the origins of 6-7 to understand it. And like, I was still even more pissed off by the end. Like, nothing made me feel older than watching that video this weekend. So I wanted to talk about it. So first of all, let's lay out the battlefield, right? Millennials, yeah, girl, that's roughly 1981 to 1996. We were the era born analog and raised digital. Like we all remember dial-up internet. Yep, we all had our family computer in the living room. We remember burning CDs. Yeah. And when Facebook still required a college.edu email address. Mm-hmm. We invented invented internet culture. Okay. We coined the term adulting. Basically because the generation before us didn't prepare us on how to adult because they didn't grow up in the same chaotic times that we did. And we were the first generation to normalize therapy because nobody prepared us for how expensive avocados were going to be or how expensive therapy would be, quite frankly. I just remember like growing up as a millennial with parents who were very liberal and like came out of their own generational traumas. We were being told that, you know, we could be and do anything. And then the housing market crashed and our dreams got foreclosed on. Then you've got our adversary, apparently, our arch nemesis that we didn't start this nonsense. You've got Gen Z, which is like 1997 to about 2012. And me realizing that 1997 equaled Gen Z got me real twisted because my partner, my boyf, the athlete, was born in 1997, and he adamantly tells me he is a millennial Gen Z cusp. Babe, you're a Gen Zer, and I'm dating one of you, and apparently I like to play both sides on every field. Okay, that was like a triple entendre. But yes, these are the iPad kids. They were born with iPods, they were not born with iPods, we were. They were born with iPads, okay? They freaking gave you one as soon as you were in the crib, in the bassinet. And the internet basically grew up, you know, by the time you guys could use it, it was full grown. It was the full grown internet. And you guys had it in your bloodstream. You guys, I mean, they literally grew up watching the world burn, literally and metaphorically, between, I mean, climate change, school shootings, TikTok. Like, they are socially conscious. They are chronically online and have the emotional vocabulary of a therapist who moonlights as a meme lord. Okay. And I'm very impressed with your therapy language. Okay. I'm something I'm proud of, y'all. Now again, instead of uniting against our shared enemies, like billionaires and boomers, we have started to turn against each other. And over what? Jeans? Emojis? The word slay, which I think we both claim to have invented. Like, remember when Gen Z collectively decided that skinny jeans were the equivalent of saying YOLO in this day and age? Y'all, I can't even say that word without cringing a little bit. Like, the Gen Zers were out here with their wide leg, low rise denim, and we are clutching our high waisted pants, like the emotional support jeans that they are. And look, I get it. Okay, low-rise jeans, they are like toxic exes, okay? You think you can handle them, but one wrong move and your whole stomach trauma spills out. I wish I could wear low-rise jeans, but this ass, it too fat. Every generation, you know, thinks that the one before it was totally cringe. It's tradition, okay? Like, I am not totally and completely innocent in this regard, right? Like, boomers thought Gen X was lazy and nihilistic. Gen X thought millennials were participation trophy snowflakes. Thanks for that term, y'all. Really hated us that one. And now Gen Z thinks we're outdated cringe goblins who talk like, you know, the social media queens that we do. And millennials, we're reacting exactly like our parents did. We're like, kids these days don't even know what a rotary phone is. And that was me watching the 6-7 video. I was just like, that was my very first, kids these days moment. It was my get off my lawn moment. It was my, I am officially in a rocking chair. I want to be seated at the function moment. Unless it's the club, then I'd like to still be turning up to Usher and Lil Jon's. Yeah. It's a cycle that is old as time, or at least as old as Twitter, for those who remember. For those who don't know. Ew, it's going to be so weird when there is a time that people don't remember Twitter being called Twitter. They will only forever know it as X. Hopefully, it will be demolished by then. Anyway, let's talk about the cringe debate, right? Because this is where the feud got personal. At some point around 2020, let's say, I think it also had something to do with the pandemic, right? Gen Z declared war on millennial culture, and they said we were too obsessed with Harry Potter and we cry too much on Instagram, though you guys are the ones who like really cry. We use the crying laughing emoji like it's a life alert button, and our entire personality revolves around coffee and anxiety, she said, as she wore her Don't Talk to Me Till I've Had My Lexapro Laced coffee shirt, the collab with Freddie Tyler Paul out now, which, okay, guilty, right? But let's not forget, millennials invented overshare, okay? We walked so Gen Z could trauma dump in 4K. Uh-huh. We were the first to post our mental breakdowns online. And back then, it was not relatable content. You were 5150'd back then. We were super unwell and we had ring lights. And now you guys have way too much access to your feelings online. And yet, Gen Z has mastered the art of detachment. I'm talking about that Gen Z stare. They have also turned irony into a frickin' religion of their own, and they can post a video crying about a breakup and then cut to, anyway, here's my makeup routine. Like, that, those are my favorites, the one that are like, get ready with me as I tell you about the craziest, worst thing that ever happened to me this weekend. I mean, they make it look chic, and I do appreciate it. I'm like, look at what we made. Look at what we did for you. Where millennials process feelings like it's an unpaid internship, and Gen Z really has like repackaged it into like aesthetic despair. And I mean, shit, I'll give it to them. Gen Z has a confidence that we never had. Like, they look at a 27-year-old millennial who's still apologizing for existing and go, couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. I say that every day. They're, like I said, very therapized. I love that for them. They're not afraid to set boundaries. They quit their jobs like nobody's motherfucking business. We started that quiet quitting shit, especially with the pandemic. But now fully, Gen Z has embraced just being like, we are not our jobs. And I feel like we really, we gave them the space to do that. They also call out injustices like never before. Or my favorite is they are not afraid to tell men how much of an ick they're giving them, like at all times, which I love. Meanwhile, we're still making excuses. We're like, he did say he goes to therapy. So we're going to keep him around for a little bit. That's like our bare minimum, is like, we just need him to say he's going to therapy. Whereas Gen Z is like, if I don't see the receipts, it ain't going to happen. And still, every generation's confidence comes with its delusions, right? Like, millennials thought, you know, we were going to do so much. We had these big dreams. We were going to hack capitalism by all being artists. And Gen Z thinks that they can dismantle capitalism by making Etsy merch, you know, that says like, hot girls don't pay rent. Ah, spoiler alert, landlords still exist. It is crazy how many of my like younger friends have gone to small claims courts over things. It's impressive. I would be scared shitless to do that. But they are, like I said, they are confident. And here's where I get a little defensive though, right? Like, millennials were the beta testers for so many freaking things. And we share that like crossover time where we were traumatized so much and we went through so much goddamn crisis that we got stunted in our age, and Gen Zers grew up too fast with how much internet access they had and how quickly they had to grow up online. And we've like met in the middle now, right? Like, I truly believe like the age 25 to 35 right now, and I only say that to include myself as a 35-year-old, feels like they've never been closer yet feuding so much. And we made all these mistakes for Gen Z so you guys could have better filters. Okay. We were shook by the dog filter, right? We lived in a time where we had to post unedited selfies with the saturation cranked up. Like, we were freaking smuggling nuclear waste in our pixels. Okay. You guys remember the oversaturated YouTubers. I'm friends with a lot of them. I love them, but they are not that colorful in real life, right? I can say this because I literally wrote the BuzzFeed quizzes to find out which type of bread we are. We were cringy. Yes. But pioneers are always a little bit cringy. I feel like that part in Harry Potter that's like, he was terrible. He did great things, yes. But terrible. Or was it the opposite? Great. He did great things. Terrible. Great. The fact that I just quoted a Harry Potter quote is proving Gen Z's point. I hate this. And to the contrary, we're the reason you can make a career out of being chronically online. Okay? Might I remind you, before TikTok, we had Vine. And before Vine, we had YouTube tutorials recorded on potato cameras. Okay. We were editing movies on iMovie while you were still learning how to spell. Okay. And like I said, I truly believe millennials, and even more specific to me, like companies like Refinery29, BuzzFeed, et cetera, we created influencer culture. We birthed the influencer culture, which, love it or hate it, has literally shaped the economy now. I mean, Gen Z might be better at it, but we were the blueprint, baby. We walked so you could run. Okay. We cried online for all of you to see so that you could actually monetize your trauma with better lighting. Now, a big reason why these feuds catch fire, right, is social media itself. The thing we invented. Platforms literally thrive on conflict. We know that to be true. And TikTok's entire For You page is designed to show you someone making fun of your generation so that you'll rage stitch it. Yes. And I am guilty of being baited and totally caught by this. I am totally guilty of this. And the more content I watch about it, the more I'm going to be fed it. And as a millennial, I roll my eye. And Gen Z is very good at roasting us. Mm-hmm. They are so good at roasting us, and I can't stop watching. The algorithm is literally like, delicious engagement. Keep watching. Delicious engagement. Thanks, algorithm. Ugh. Gen Z duets with clown emojis, and the algorithm goes, delicious engagement. Social media thrives on labeling people, right? If you were born in 1996, you're technically a millennial. But if you use the skull emoji instead of the crying laughing emoji, suddenly you are culturally Gen Z, right? Like, the lines are blurry. I call us the cusper kids, right? We're too tired for TikTok dances, but too online to own a house. I will rent forever. Sorry, not sorry. And while we're roasting each other, boomers are buying their third investment properties. Like, hello, the enemy isn't middle parts. It's capitalism. We need to get back on board with that together. Still, the differences are fascinating, right? Millennials are the generation of hopeful exhaustion, too. You know, like, we are so freaking tired. We grew up with the idea that hard work and passion would pay off. And now we are all collectively in therapy realizing that that's just not true. And Gen Z is the generation of, like, self-awareness cynicism, right? Like, they know the system's rigged and they're like, okay, then I'm just going to romanticize my depression, right? Like, you guys can fix this. What the fuck am I supposed to do? But they are so much more social justice aware. And I think we still connect to that, right? Because millennials overshare to connect. And I feel like Gen Z overshares to perform, right? Like, we write paragraphs. They still write in lowercase captions. I'm still writing lowercase captions, trying to seem young. We are the earnest generation and they're the detached one. You can see it in how we use the internet too. Millennials treat the web like a diary and Gen Z still treats it like a stage, right? Like, we wrote, dear diary, I'm sad. The post POV, you're pretending everything's fine while your world collapses, like the fire, the dog sitting in a room full of fire. That was us, okay? That was art. And don't even get me started on the freaking humor, okay? Millennial humor was observational. We really invented some of that slang. you know, that internet slang. Like, think I can't even. And like meme culture, that was us. Thank you. The Office quotes as memes. Thank you. That was us. Gen Z humor is way more freaking absurdist and chaotic. Like, I just went and did a BuzzFeed reunion video where we were trying to guess Gen Alpha slang. And bro, I thought it was a prank. I could not understand any of it. It's pictures of frogs with captions like, he left me. And I'm like, what? Skibbity-doo rap or whatever the fuck. They don't want punchlines. They want confusion. It's very confusing. I don't understand it. And that's my rant. Let's pause for a quick break. And, you know, you can hear about all these lovely brands because I'm a millennial and I still make money by doing brand deals. Hee hee.
Organic, farm-grown, never-lab-made, ultra-premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Y'all know I've been traveling a lot lately, so I keep a Bliss gummy for a clean, steady lift when I need clear focus in my bag at all times, and a Snoozers gummy when it's time to wind down and actually end the day, because you never know when that jet lag gonna hit. Real Botanicals, nothing extra. Even though your girl is a little bit extra. It'll feel clean and intentional, and it always fits right into my schedule. So grab 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Kelsey. That's secretnature.com, code Kelsey.
Oh, dark magic, forbidden romance, a remote island where survival is anything but guaranteed. House of Rain by New York Times best-selling TikTok sensation Harley LaRue is a gothic sapphic romance that collides with supernatural suspense. When Salem steps into the eerie halls of Balfour Manor, she finds herself drawn to the mysterious Rain, while something monstrous haunts the island. You want chills? Spice, 4 out of 5 peppers, baby, and secrets that refuse to stay buried? Pick up House of Rain, out now in a stunning deluxe hardcover with stenciled edges and exclusive art. It looks so good on my shelf, y'all. I had to read this thing in one night. You know I'm a big reader, so don't miss it. On sale now wherever books are sold, baby. Back to the show.
Okay, welcome back, fellow generational warriors. Let's talk about where this feud actually helps us, because I think both generations secretly need each other. Millennials, you know, we bring in the depth. We've been online long enough to know that trends come and go faster than our situationships text replies, which, yes, we also invented that word. We remember what it was like to not record every moment, which I think is the reason we crave authenticity still, right? Like, we remember a time when we didn't have to film literally everything, but now we can't help it. Like, we were the first to be told to put down the phones, and now we're the ones that are like, wow, Gen Z really needs to put down the phone. But Gen Z does bring us freshness. Like, they remind us not to take ourselves too seriously, you know, to adapt, to keep evolving. They keep us young. It's like a sibling dynamic, honestly. Millennials are definitely the older sister who's been through the breakup and bankruptcy. And Gen Z is the younger sibling who just like rolls their eyes but secretly asks for advice later, you know? For example, millennials are, again, I think this was the pandemic, we are obsessed with plants and self-care. We want our homes to look like mental health retreats because the world outside is chaos. And Gen Z, meanwhile, wants their space to look like a maximalist acid trip, which I totally like. Both are coping mechanisms. One just smells more like eucalyptus. And in the workplace, for example, millennials are the yes and generation. Will grind, over deliver, burn out, because we do not want to hurt anybody's feelings. We are still apologizing, even though like I am such a confident boss bitch, I still over apologize. And Gen Z is like, absolutely not. They really took quiet quitting, made it their own. I think because we showed them what burnout looks like, millennials walked so Gen Zs could walk out at 5 p.m. That's all I'm saying. And in dating, millennials were the cool girl era, pretending not to care while crying in the bathroom. And Gen Z is very much the DeLulu is Salulu era, which I love saying that in my day-to-day life. They are always like manifesting healthy relationships with crystals and Google Docs, which like progress, I guess, right? Which is so funny because I feel like we also brought crystals to the forefront and they really found a way to make them cheap and sell them on like TikTok Live. I digress. But I genuinely think the biggest difference is in tone, right? Like millennials are earnest and Gen Z is ironic is what it comes down to. We'll post vulnerable captions that say like healing is messy, but I'm proud of how far I've come. And Gen Z will post a picture of a raccoon that got run over and is like, it me. And yet, both ways are art. They are ways of expressing pain. One just happens to be like a very rehearsed, scripted TED Talk. And the other is performance art. And if you really zoom out, this feud is kind of beautiful. Like it shows evolution, you know, because like millennials, we really broke the stigma around therapy and mental health and vulnerability, which I like to think I added a big part of that in a certain like corner of the internet. And Gen Z really took that baton and said, okay, I see you mental health. And I raise you capitalism, queerness, gender, and identity with the same freaking energy. Like we started the conversation, but they expanded it. Like we truly, like our whole thing was, it was still shocking to come out as gay. They're expected to be. Which I love. I'm so glad that's the world we live in now. So we have like, we are fighting over aesthetics when we're both just trying to survive late stage capitalism with a sense of humor. We need to be on the same side. Like, yes, I drink iced coffee like it's medicine. Yes, you spend rent money on crystals. We are both one inconvenience away from crying in a Target parking lot because we can't go in. We are the same. I don't want to fight with you guys. I think let's just give each generation its flowers, right? Millennials gave us memes, internet activism, Schitt's Creek. We turned trauma into content before that was cool to do. We suffered for that shit. We were made fun of for that shit. We were judged for that shit. Like, I have comments from videos I made about my mental health that are still burned into the forefront of my mind that I was attention seeking. We were ahead of our time. We invented that girl culture before TikTok called it that. Gen Z gave us nuance, inclusivity, and they are constantly reminding us that joy is radical. Like they made being weird aspirational again, where millennials, like we were still running from it because we didn't want to be made fun of. And in both generations, we are the guinea pigs for humanity's next phase or whatever. Like we are still living in an attention economy. The world is still burning. We're still fighting climate crisis together. And in a Trump era, a post-truth era, we are still finding ways to try to make jokes. Okay. That's resilience. Okay. We should really be on the same team. And here's my theory, right? Every generation's job is to cringe at the last so we can grow. Cringe is proof that culture has moved forward. What felt cool once now feels embarrassing because we learned better. That's growth. That's evolution, baby. Like, remember when millennials were obsessed with hashtag girl boss culture? It was so sad. I was watching, I think her name is Sophia Maruso. I have her book for sure. Just getting roasted still in the comments, man. She's still getting roasted for, like, basically starting the girl boss movement, which turned into white feminism. Like, white pick-me exclusivity feminism. And she's still being held responsible for that. We really thought empowerment meant working ourselves to death in hot pink blazers. Gen Z really looked at that and was like, no thanks, I'd rather be soft and sleepy. And honestly, fair. Rest is the rebellion now. Cottage core, skater jeans, being cozy. I love that for us. But I have to, like, remember when I get my panties in a wad and I'm not on my porch, old kid. Not on my porch, kids. Gen Z will have their turn too, right? One day, their kids are going to roast them for saying it's giving or for having nostalgia for the 2010s. Like, they are going to make fun of them for being like, Mom, why did you make so many Be Real photos of your breakfasts? And the circle will beautifully continue. And I think that's kind of comforting. We're all doing our best to define ourselves against what came before. Every generation pushes the next to question everything, right? Without millennials, Gen Z wouldn't have therapy, speak, or oat milk. And I just want them to remember that. Please, I don't want to fight with you guys anymore. So instead of, like, picking sides, maybe we could just, like, co-sign on each other's best qualities, right? Like, millennials need to borrow Gen Z's, like, boundary setting and sense of irony, and Gen Z could borrow our work ethic and capacity for vulnerability, I think. Because together, I sound like a politician, together we could be an unstoppable force. No, but truly, I think maybe it's just my attempt still at feeling and staying young, but I think that if we were to stop feuding with one another, we could be a generation that knows how to feel deeply and hold each other accountable and knows when to log off. I'm just saying maybe the feud isn't about jeans or emojis. Maybe it's about grief. My grief, particularly. The grief of aging. Like, of realizing, oh God, this is a big moment. This is a big moment right here. Maybe it's about the grief of realizing you're not the cultural default anymore. It's weird watching the world move on without you and yell 6-7. Okay? We are realizing that we are not the main characters anymore. And Gen Z realizes that they have the power. But as someone who is on the other side of it, right? I'm looking at you, Gen Z. I want to tell you that you need to embrace your cringe. Okay. Wear skinny jeans for fuck's sake if it makes your butt look good. Use the goddamn laughing emoji, crying laughing emoji if something is freaking funny. I've noticed now everyone posts the coffin like I'm dead, I'm deceased. You know? Post whatever you want, but all I'm saying is there's room for all of it. Because honestly, none of us are winning this feud because boomers still own all the freaking houses. Oh, end rant. Am I right? Let's blame the boomers. How about we team up? We blame the boomers. We bully them into giving us houses. I know I was just talking about like therapy speak and us being all empathetic and like the feeling generation, but maybe we really just need to turn our anger back to the boomers and bully them into giving us fair pricing on houses. So to my fellow millennials, let me say this. Keep your coffee addiction, your mental health, self-care, check-ins, and face masks, and our weird nostalgia for like 2014 Tumblr and reading our porn that way. And to all those Gen Zers out there, if there are any listening, if you are a Gen Z, comment below. I want to talk to you. I want to be friends and keep pushing our culture forward. Keep calling out politicians. Keep fighting the good fight of gun control. And please, for the love of God, never stop making memes that I don't understand, because you're keeping the internet weird and I love you for that. Okay? Don't stop just because we're angry that we're not involved. Because at the end of the day, we're all just generations of people trying to make sense of this increasingly absurd world. And that, my friends, is something to bond over. So, what do you say? Truce? For fuck's sake? Can my For You page stop making fun of each other? Although I do be liking those fashion TikToks. I do be liking those fashion TikToks where it's like the same girl, but she's on one side being millennial and on the other side she's being Gen Z. And then she like does a dance with her outfit and then she looks at the other side and it's her doing her dance with a Gen Z version of that outfit. And I'm like, God damn, we really do be wearing tight clothes. I do really want more of the millennials to embrace the Gen Z fashion of boxy, comfortable clothing. Because they took the pandemic comfortable calendar and really fucking ran with it. They really said, let us help you be comfy. And we, remember when we used to wear heels to the club? Oh my God, Charlotte Russe, guests. Like we fucking really were sluts in the club. And they were like, we're going to wear sneakers. And like a sundress maybe. Okay. And my boyfriend's like basketball jeans underneath. And I'm like, why can't, let's do that. Right, confidants. That's it for today's episode. Go forth and embrace your cringe. Tell me something cringy you've done recently in the comments below. And let's just all, you know, love each other a little bit more. Let's connect over Ariana Grande and Charlie XCX and, you know, the new Taylor albums that come out every now and then. We gave you that at least. Okay, Taylor's a millennial. So, nanny, nanny, boo-boo. All right, don't forget, please rate this episode 5 stars if you haven't rated this. And if you're not going to rate it 5 stars, what are you doing here? Please don't rate it at all if you're not going to rate it 5 stars, because I am sensitive. Speaking of merch, the Don't Talk to Me Until I've Had My Lexapro Laced Iced Coffee t-shirts and sweatshirts are still up on Freddie Tyler Paul's website. Get it for the holidays. Get yourself a sweatshirt for the winter coming up. Okay, I love you. Stay confident and stay insecure, but like in a weird way, you know, that we'll all love. Okay, love you. Bye.